The Hebrew language just added two new words. They are the new Hebrew names for Uranus and Neptune. The Israeli public was invited to take part in an online planet naming contest. Ancient Hebrew speakers had already gazed up at the sky and given Hebrew names to the five planets English speakers call Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, those you can see with the naked eye. But Uranus and Neptune were discovered later, and no one ever gave them Hebrew names until now. Daniel Estrin reported on the contest for The World last month, and he's back today to announce the winning names. Daniel, drum roll, please. What are the new Hebrew names for Uranus and Neptune?
The new name for Neptune in Israel in the Hebrew language is Rahav. It got 2,907 votes. It was a clear victory over the opponent Tarshish, which only got about half of the votes. And the new name for Uranus is Oron, and the losing contestant, the losing entry, was Shachak.
And tell us what the two new names actually mean.
Well, the name for Neptune, Rahav, is actually the mythological lord of the sea that's in the Bible. You can find it in the book of Job, even in the Talmud, and kind of goes along the same lines of Neptune, which was the Roman god of the sea.
And what about Uranus?
The new Hebrew name for Uranus is Oron. It means small light in Hebrew, and it really describes how the planet looks from Earth. It's just a little speck of light. And it also sounds, the name Oron kind of sounds like Uranus. So they're hoping that that'll catch on.
And I understand Hebrew speakers were invited to submit their own ideas for these names. What kind of names were submitted?
Some young children submitted their own names, and there were some movie star names that were entered, but what happened was about 2,000 entries were submitted to the Hebrew Language Academy, which is the supreme body that is in charge of the Hebrew language and in charge of inventing new words. And then there was a panel of astronomers and linguists and even a science fiction writer, and they all sifted through the entries and they came up with these final entries.
But I gather it wasn't the Hebrew Language Academy that came up with the public naming idea. That came from a pair of science educators, and I assume they were thinking of this as some sort of teachable moment.
Yeah, you know, they really realized that Israeli kids need to know the names of the planets. I spoke to a few scientists and a few science educators who said that they're really disappointed by the fact that so many kids just don't know the names as well as we'd think they would. So they decided that they wanted to do this contest, and these science educators got a hold of the Hebrew Language Academy, and the Academy helped them put on the contest.
Why do you think the Hebrew Language Academy in this instance was willing to sort of open up and have this public competition and be a bit looser?
Well, I spoke with some staff members at the Academy, and they said they really realized that this was in a league of its own. It's not every day that you can choose a name for a planet. Usually the Hebrew Language Academy members sit around and they come up with words for text message and crouton, and this seemed to be really a step above, so they wanted to open it up to the public, and that's what they did.
Do you think it might influence English speakers to take it upon themselves to find an alternative to Uranus?
I really wish. I think we should take a tip from the Israelis, and you know, maybe we should have a public contest to come up with a new name for that planet.
Reporter Daniel Estrin has been covering the Israeli contest to give Hebrew names to Uranus and Neptune. Daniel, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.